Every week, our friends at the Dairy Queens of Northwest Edmonton and Sherwood Park, that's Palisades, Nemeo, Newcastle, Westmount, Baseline Road, give you a chance to get whatever you need off your chest. This is a weekly tradition where you bring the heat. You give us your hot takes. We want to hear them. These are real emails. Submit it to talk@ryanjesperson.com. It's the flamethrower. And this one from Gabriel after Johnny and I kind of chewed the fat on Elon Musk earlier this week, talking about his leadership at SpaceX and Tesla. And you remember, if you're a regular audience member, well, Gabriel says, guys, I know it's a good thing, earmuffs, kids. I know it's a good thing not to give a fuck about what random folks out in the world think, but geez, there are few things more pathetic than two men, he's talking about me and you, blowing smoke up the ass of a billionaire. It is very, very unserious to say you give a shit about small business owners. We do, and the small guy. We are, that somehow exist in the cognitive dissonance to think that people who are worth billions of dollars give two shits about you or me or literally anybody. Gabriel says, I'm not going to waste metaphorical ink to go through the myriad layers of bullshit. Oh, he's talking about Johnny. Sorry, you're off the hook. He says, you and Adler tried selling. You're off the hook, Johnny. Congratulations. You and Adler tried. I only read the first paragraph. You and Adler tried selling us about a guy whose business literally wouldn't exist if it wasn't for the U.S. federal government. Billionaires are the bane of society. They're not risk takers. They're not a net benefit for anybody. If you think electric cars and dildo rockets and the altruistic bullshit of neural implants are not rooted in the extractive processes that maximize profit, then shit, do I ever have some cryptocurrency to sell you and Charles? Hey guys, you should have bought Bitcoin and held it like we told you to a couple of years ago. But back to Gabe's email, like you do you guys, but for fuck's sakes, Elon's not going to send you Bitcoin for all your pandering. Please, for the love of God or whatever, find some rational and logical consistency in at least some of your opinions, because it's utterly cringeworthy for you to carry water for a guy who's plenty capable of showing us every day he's a genuine piece of shit. Oh, sorry, an innovator. That from Gabriel. And the irony of having Gil McGowan on the show, who's dedicated his life to labor and worker rights, following the bloviating for a dude who hates few things more than workers having a collective right to resist the exploitative nature baked into the fabric of capitalism that Elon's the poster boy for, is so utterly ironic. But hey, I guess your opinions got me to write in, so at least today you won and I clearly lost. Hey, Gabe, we all win with diverse opinions and robust commentary. Wouldn't you agree? Thanks for taking the time to write in from the bottom of our hearts. This from Pam, who says, Ryan, as much as I respect Charles Adler's viewpoint on most topics, I can't believe that he finds it impossible to say the G word when it comes to Israel and Palestine, which is kind of interesting, by the way. Chuck, would you call it a change of tune in his appearance us this week?
Yeah.
He basically said, if you care about humanity at all, he says, you have to care about the children of Palestine. This in the context of the famine conditions. They're absolutely gut-wrenching and heartbreaking. Back to Pam's email. She says he finds it impossible to say the G word. She says, come on now. Call it what it is. It's a genocide. Goes on to say, is it really taking the murders over 31,000 innocent civilians for him to think that it's close to a war crime? Goes on to say it's a fucking war crime, and it is genocide. That from Pam, who wants to call it what it is. Carolyn writes in and says, Ryan, you are driving me crazy. I poked some fun at the plastic bag ban this after we talked to Mayor Jody Gondek, but it was all in good fun. I asked her if the pushback on the declaration of the climate emergency, if her council pushing back on the one-use or single-use plastics ban was giving her some pause for consideration that maybe Calgary's not where she thinks it is. So Carolyn writes in from Calgary and says, it's not the ban that anybody hates, it's what it looks like. We all got used to taking our own bags to the grocery store, so yeah, we can get used to it, Ryan. But if the 15 cents went to the city for recycling initiatives, I'd be happy to pay. But it goes to like retail stores, like The Gap or Apple, and The Gap and Apple don't need another 15 cents from me. It ended up being one more way for big corporations to make more money with the help of government. When it comes to fast food restaurants, it's gross. They took my dirty grocery bag from the floor of my car into their restaurant to put food in. It's also gross to put food on a tray, to hand it into the car and then hand it the same tray into somebody else's car. There's got to be a health violation there somewhere. And anyway, they use paper bags, not plastic bags. So again, I'm all for the move. I'm just against who gets the money and how the money's used. That from Carolyn. I'm sorry to drive you crazy, Carolyn. Not my intention. This one from Jillian. You remember that Danger Cats comedy troupe? These are the guys out of Alberta. They had a show canceled in BC. Yeah. We talked about it on the show. You can look onto our YouTube main page. Look in the highlights for our coverage of this story. They were selling those Robert Picton t-shirts, making light of one of the most horrific serial killers in Canadian history. Not like it's a ranking. I mean, obviously, everybody knows it's always going to be too soon to make fun of that, right? So Jillian writes in, and she says, regarding the protests and the cancellation of this comedy show by these Danger Cats, I feel like we need to be able to laugh at virtually anything, says Jillian. I don't have a problem with that. What I do have a problem with is who's telling the joke. I laugh heartily and uncontrollably if people who look like me or know what it's like to walk in my shoes want to mock our reality and our behavior. Female comedians, comedians of color with strict parents, white comedians married to people of color. These acts make me laugh all day long because we're laughing together. I don't feel like they're laughing at me. So how do these three dude bros from Alberta think they could walk into BC with an act that includes mocking residential schools, selling t-shirts mocking the victims of serial killer Robert Picton, like Picton Farms, 50 flavors of hookery smoked bacon? Really? I mean, I get that these guys want a shock, but in comedy, you need to bring a certain level of cleverness and wit, and there is nothing witty here. Now, Jillian says, I don't believe in cancel culture, so hopefully these guys can get their act, no pun intended, back together. But they need to stay in their lane. I mean, maybe stick with topics that dude bros have insight on, like hockey rape culture, or small town folks who ban pride flags, or child abuse at rodeos. I mean, maybe the Danger Cats could fill an audience with dude bros willing to laugh at themselves, you think? As opposed to mocking dead prostitutes? Just a thought. That from Jillian. And this one from Paul, who says, I very much value real talk. When it comes to party-based politics in municipalities, it's one of the most regressive, unrequested initiatives yet from Marionette Premier Danielle Smith. We elect councillors to represent us. We hire them to study issues, to consult and think about them, and then to make informed decisions after investing that effort. We expect them to change their minds when situations evolve, when priorities shuffle, and the best outcome is often not predetermined by political ideology. Party politics suggests following prescribed response. Taken to its logical extent, we wouldn't even need councillors for discussions and debates. Votes could be determined simply by counting party-colored stripes. Party politics leads to more Tucker Carlsons and fewer Ryan Jespersons. Thanks, Paul. Says if electoral voters can't spend a few minutes listening to and reading up on a candidate, maybe it's better they don't contaminate our electoral discourse by voting. Let's go the other way. Let's introduce nonpartisan, personal, merit-based politics at provincial and federal levels. That from Paul, who sent his email to talk@ryanjesperson.com. It's our weekly tradition, the flamethrower presented by the DQs of Northwest Edmonton and Sherwood Park. Real Talk's taking a break on Friday the 29th and Monday the 1st. As we celebrate Easter, we hope you do the same with your families. We're back live on Tuesday, April 2nd. We'll see you then.